Why don't you tell us how Arsenic on Birthday got its start? How'd you guys get together?
Okay. The band starting many years ago in not this band, but the center art of this band, me and Maria, in 1998. Oh, some time ago.
We seem
So
young,
much
but
time.
we are not.
So much time. Okay. And we playing we played a different type of music, more pop music, more electronic music. But this band is a very different band for us. We play together. We played together, me and Mary, for many years, but Maria lives in the very far north of Sardinia, and I lives in the very far south of Sardinia. Then it's very difficult to play together. But we trust in what we do, and then we created our Sonic and Birthday.
Man, that's awesome, man. So how did you guys like forge your sound?
There are so many come posso dirgli, come influenze. Influences, so many influences in common. We love so much the same type of literature, of the same type of stories, and the same type of pain. Because in Arsenic and Birthday there is so much pain. Because the pain is a structural force for me and for us. It is a more powerful force. If you can come posso dire, jailed the pain, so you can go on. Okay, it's a little bit complicated. So we are very similar. Me and Maria are very similar. And in other projects, I write lyrics on and music. But in this project, the lyrics of Maria, the Maria's lyrics are very very similar to my music.
It's a marriage. It's a marriage.
No,
It's
not a real
marriage
marriage,
of
but
lyrics and music
okay.
and
I feel the Maria lyrics and Maria feel very deep inside Nick music. So for us it is
it's perfect.
See, it's a functional collaboration.
Now, where do you feel, Maria, that you get your lyrics? Like, what do you use for inspiration?
Sometimes Nick's music inspire me to write my soul, my pain, my thoughts, my dreams. Other times I write my lyrics and send to Nick, and he reads my lyrics with guitars with guitar in his hands, and it happens
like shit.
Nice. Well, then, having said all that, how would you describe your music if you could describe it using a combination of other artists that are out there or other genres that you're fans of?
Oh, okay. We call it like a joke, but not properly a joke. Poisonous, dark, post-dark, alternative rock. Poisonous Cause is a very deep, feelings for us. We live every word in the music, and it's very strong for us when we play it and when we hear it. A little bit dark, yes, it's a little bit dark. All the reviews say this thing, because for us it's very beautiful, this thing, because the work is done very well. Well done, very well. And see, yes, it's a little bit dark. There is a little bit component of 18 electronic music. I don't like 18 minutes, but it's part of my life. Then,
yeah. And that's where the marriage part comes in, right?
yeah.
Nice. Well, how did you come up with the name Arsenic on Birthday? Because that's a unique moniker.
Okay. It's a very strange name for the for people in Italy, because it's difficult to say. Italians don't speak very well English because the school don't. It's not a language very useful in Italy, because we are
school don't teach.
We are lazy, very lazy.
That's the way English is turning it in over here in the U.S. too, I'm afraid.
So. So Arsenic on Birthday in Italy is very difficult, but for us it's not important, because we think our market is over Italy, out of Italy, not in Italy. In Italy, the music is another thing, not this.
More of a global niche, kind of.
Sorry?
More of a global niche, kind of.
Yes. So Arsenic on Birthday. They come from our love for 18th century literature and for Alice in Wonderland, because on birthday is the central part of the book where the on birthday party explodes in the book. But for us, Alice is a representation of the slavery of humanity in actual society. She is a victim of the events, not a master, but a victim. The things happened and she suffers the events. But for us, it's the time to revenge. The awakening of Alice. So for us, on birthday is the best place to awake. And then, what best things that poison for a revenge? And the arsenic is in literature, culture. The image of the poison. So for us, it's an arsenic on birthday. Alice killed all the
rabbits.
All the rabbits, yes. Not the rabbit.
The
warden.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah. And then she starts living, and then she starts to make her life, not to suffer the other rules, the other lives. It's a metaphoric thing for us, Arsenic on Birthday. It's a no party. It's the start of something.
And you know what I hear in your music too, particularly with the lyrics, and a little bit with the music as in a soundtrack capacity or a score capacity, I hear a lot of Edgar Allan Poe and William Shakespeare influence.
Yes, a little bit in darkness. I love Poe. I love Lovecraft. We love so much Shakespeare. Shakespeare is it's amazing. I love very much it. The title of the EP comes from a very famous maze.
Mm-hmm. Novel?
No. A very famous riddle, sorry, in the Alice in Wonderland. So the Mad Hatter asked to Alice, which difference is between Raven and Riding Death? For us, ravens are all our dreams, all our fears, all our pain, and writing desks are our real life, our walk, our life, everyday life problems. This thing, it's a dichotomy between dreams and reality.
Now, do you have a consistent theme on Ravens and Writing Desks? I mean, is it more of a concept EP?
Oh, not so much, but yes, there is a feelings in all EPs, a similar feelings in all songs. But I tell you this thing after. In another
question. okay. Now, I've heard the EP, and it's actually almost an album because you've got six songs, and it has a real consistent feel to it, which is something that a good album has. So I'd like to go around and ask each one of you separately, what is your favorite track and why?
Our favorite track, our favorite track is the a track that in album is not very beautiful. It's not the best track in the album, but there was a problem when we started this track to record this track. We changed drummer, and the feelings were so painful. But Unnecessary Pain is our preferred track. Not in this album, but of this handful of songs, it's our preferred track. Because Live is another track. When we play this song, it's another song. Very, very, very intense, very, very, very beautiful, very, 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 very dark song, and and so.
Now, what town are you guys based in?
Sorry.
Oh, what city in Italy are you guys based in?
Ah, okay. We are based in Cagliari, in Sardinia. And but as I say before, Maria and Emmanuel lives in the north of the island. But we rehearsal here in Cagliari.
Now, what is the music scene like in Sardinia or in Calgary?
Oh, okay, it's a similar. Of the scene, the music scene in all in Italy, it's not a very very beautiful scene. Cause here, if you want to make original music, you don't play. Cause it's not a thing. The public want more simple things. If you play an original music, people must pay attention to this thing. But they want they want to
they want to enjoy and ask something they know.
Oh. It's more simple with with songs that you know. Then here there are so many, but very, very much bands that play the covers, or in a specific way in Sardinia, all the bands in Cagliari are tribute band, Kiss band, AC/DC bands, Eco Tanta or Slipknot band, every surreal things, Nine Inch Nails tribute band, all tribute band, and in the pubs in venue they play almost a tribute band. It's very difficult for us here.
So there's no. Do you guys have like college radio stations that play unsigned and indie or anything like that, or any underground stations or underground clubs or anything? Or
no.
Oh wow!
It's a very cool thing, but here there is a. Nothing like this.
See, this is you know what's funny? I've interviewed probably about 20 Italian bands, and the more and more I hear the unsigned Italian scene, I get. I mean, it's like an untapped market. I mean, it's like on the verge of becoming huge, and that's from the perception of an outsider that's listening to this stuff. And I mean, you guys are coming up, not just Arsenic on Birthday, but you guys are certainly included, but there are tons of bands in Italy that are just coming up with just unbelievable music.
Oh yes, it's we are so strong because it's very difficult. then the road is very long and very difficult. And there are so many beautiful, amazing band, a little bit of band like Lacuna Coil or Rhapsody or a little bit become famous in USA or Europe, but a very little bit, because there are so many very beautiful bands in Italy that we know but that don't play, because there are no spaces for play.
Wow. I see that just boggles my mind, because it seems like with there being no places that somebody could open up a place and literally make a killing, because they'll be the first. You know? I mean, yes. if it's marketed right. But I mean, so having said that about the Italian scene, where do you guys plan to play out?
There are few places and few music lovers that have a place where to play, but there are very few. Here we have three, four venue where we can play our music, when other original band can play their music. But it's forever the same circle. No new thing, never.
Wow. That's kind of sad, because you guys are really good.
Oh yes, it's very sad for us, but we are strong and certain. We want to play out of Italy, and we are searching out of Italy.
Mm-hmm. Where would your dream place be to play? Like, if you could literally throw a dart on a map, where and it land wherever you want, where would that place be and why?
Say you?
Madison Square Garden.
Very big place.
Hey, I've seen concerts at Madison Square Garden in New York. The parking sucks.
I will like so much to play in Tokyo.
Nice. Yeah, Tokyo is a good town. So
it's a very I think it's a very perfect public for us.
Yeah. They're really, and the funny thing is they're really into independent and unsigned music over there too. I mean, there are tons of places you could, like, you could literally pack up right now, go there and have a gig before you land.
Sorry?
Oh, I was just going to say, Tokyo is a really good place for unsigned and independent artists.
Oh, okay.
Like if you guys were to pack up onto a jet right now, you would have a gig before you landed.
Oh, yeah, I know. I have so many friends that live in Tokyo, and they say the same thing.
Exactly. Now, what is your songwriting process for the album, and how did the songs come together in the studio? Did they have a different sound initially, and then sounded totally different when they were completed, or what?
Oh, okay. For the EP, The Distance force us to write separately. Yes. And Marie, but in the same time, Maria writes the lyrics, and I write the music. Then we send each other things, and we change things. But for the new work, we are the process is changed, and we are composing all the things, all the music all together here in Cagliari, because it's a different type of work. The new one will be a different type of work, and but the the draft of the songs are made on the Mac by me and Maria, but the very draft, idea of the song, a little idea of the song. Then the most important part of the songs will be done in rehearsal.
Nice. Now, in this day and age of the internet, how does an unsigned artist like yourself use the internet and social media to get your stuff out there?
Oh, okay. I say that I don't like so much social network, and not the internet, but the social way, because it's a jail for the youth, for the young people. It's a cage. It's not the real life, but for work, for us, it's a very important thing. So we use the internet and we use social media. We love so much the dystopic literature where society impose rules, but in this case, okay, it's okay. We use social networking, we use social media, and we have Facebook, Spotify, homepage, Twitter, and so on.
Now, do you find that Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, and Bandcamp and sites like that have helped get the music out there, or hurt it?
Oh, yes. I know. We think so. It's a very powerful type of things. I don't have a word.
It's an opportunity
to develop our music.
Our music and
our image, because as you see, our second birthday are a collective of stories. Then our exterior aspect is important for us.
Now, where can we find Arsenic Unbirthday online? Speaking of social media, where can we find you guys out there?
Okay, You can find us in on Facebook, facebook.com/arsenicandbirthday.one, and on Twitter on Bandcamp, bandcamp.arsenicandbirthday.com, or our homepage, www.arsenicandbirthday.com. And on Spotify, on Deezer, on we like to thank our label, because they are amazing, and they made a great work for us, and they are very very joyful people, very amazing people.
Nice. Well, thanks for being on the show, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you too.
So, all right, the interview's over, man. Is there what do you guys think? Was it cool or?
Sorry.
I said, okay, the interview's over now. Did you guys think it was cool, or I mean, did you think it went all right, or did we miss anything?
Oh, no. I don't understand very well the question. you asked me if
did we cover everything? Basically, is there anything that we missed out that you wanted to talk about?
Okay.
Well, we talked about everything, I think.
It's it's all okay. We want to say only one thing.
Sure.
The new work will be a very complex work with a unique story, it will be something. For us, something special.
I see what you're saying. Is the next album gonna
green? Previous EP. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no. Is the next album gonna be a concept album then, or?
Oh yes, it will be a concept album.
Now, when do you think that'll be out? Are you guys working on it now, or?
Sorry.
When will that be out? Are you guys working on it now? Is it getting recorded or?
Oh yeah, we are working. We are starting to working on this, but we think we start recorded in the next year. The end of the next year.
Oh, okay.
In the same studio, Real Sound Studio.